rocking you till next Sunday. This is the Manic Monday Show with Casey on Radio Sega.
E3 so far in a nutshell. Guns, guns, violence, kill, kill, shoot, shoot, die! HD graphics.
Yay!
Sega.
This is the start of your Radio Sega Live Week. The Manic Monday Show with Casey.
Arranged version from now this is hard. I can't remember the one. I think it's a remix. So Battle Arena Toshinden remix. That's it. Yay, Casey, well done. Yeah, I'll explain my difficulty right now. In a bit, I'll explain my difficulty in a bit. So that was the track that we just played. Before we had Dual Tango. From Napletail Arja in Daydream, and the first one was Strange Parade from Sonic Runners. Hello everyone and welcome to the Manic Monday Show! I'm KC, I'm live from Portugal, Radio Sega HQ as per usual to bring you the annual Ubisoft at E3 edition of the Manic Monday Show, or wherever show I'm doing on a Monday evening. Yeah, that's right. So for the fourth, I think, or fifth consecutive year, Ubisoft have their E3 conference at almost the same time as my show. Usually they start at 9 p.m. Western Europe time. I start my show at 8. So, you know, So it's what usually happens. So I'm gonna probably try to keep track of what they're doing and announcing. Guns, shooting, stabbing with Egyptian weapons in Assassin's Creed. And so I'm gonna try to keep track and maybe comment on it during the show. But that's not what we're here for. We're here to play awesome Sega music. We're here to play games. We're here to, you know, just chill after a day's work. Or if you're, you know, somewhere else in the world and not in Europe, maybe, you know, after a lazy afternoon or morning. I don't know, whatever. So we'll have a Green Viper 8 says, Sonic Rabbids crossover when? Yes, that's gonna happen. I think we'll have a Sonic Bubsy crossover sooner than the Rabbids one. I don't know. So yeah, welcome to the show. I'm so excited this week because I had a week off last week. I'm still on vacation, so, but you know, I'm here. But then I'm not going to be here tomorrow, so I have this 2 weeks off, and it's been allowing me to relax and just chill. So I'm really, really happy and excited to bring you this show this week. As I was saying before, I'm having a bit of trouble with the games the tracks are from, because I'm testing. And for those of you listening to this show, you know, via Winamp or another media player, or maybe checking out the Radio Sega website as well, you'll probably notice there's a difference in tonight's show's metadata. Yeah, so the format for the metadata is different because I'm testing stuff for, who knows, the main Radio Sega stream. So this is something I've been thinking of for a long time now, and so I think we should credit composers, you know, more than we do. We just, when people request tracks on RadioSega.net, they can choose the game the tracks are from. But what if people want to know who composed this brilliant piece of music? If people want to know what are the tracks that were composed by the same person from different games, well, we don't have an option for that yet. So that's why I'm testing stuff, and I'm using my shows to do this. So this week, the format is composer, track title, and game. So that's, if you're trying to, you know, if you're checking out the metadata for the show, you'll probably notice there's a big difference there. So you'll be able to know who composed the tracks. Only difference in this being, I, for some reason, the history tab on Radio DJ doesn't show me the album or game in this particular instance for the tracks that I've just played. So I can only see the artist and track title. So that makes me a bit confused when I try to remember which games the tracks are from. But I'll try to tell you. You know, do my best to tell you what the tracks were or the games were, and hopefully nothing goes wrong. Everything will go wrong, but hopefully nothing will go wrong. Yes. So yeah, this is the Manic Monday Show. Join us on Discord, by the way, radiose.ga/discord. That's where the magic happens and where people have been commenting on stuff, including Sonic Runner's Adventure, which is out in a few countries as a soft launch. So yeah, have you been playing that? No, let us know on Discord and at Radio Sega on Twitter as well, hashtag RS Manic Monday. Join us for some fun times. Also, you should join us on Discord because that's where you can play our weekly game. And so let's just start there with the game. It's called this.
Say my name, say my name, say my name, say my name.
It's Say My Name. It's time for our weekly game of Say My Name. Say My Name is a game we play every week on the show. It's ending soon, but there's still a chance for some of you. You can still get some points, some precious points. So this week we have another character. So as it's been, you know, tradition here, I picked a Sega character, And I'm going to give you four clues for you to, you know, figure out who the character is. You need to pay attention and try to guess it as quickly as possible, because you get more points the quicker you get it. Okay, so you get 20 points after the first clue, 15 after the second, 10 points after the third, and 5 points after the fourth and final clue. But the catch is you only get one guess per clue. So think, you know, carefully, don't waste your guess. Google if you need to, use your Sega education if you have any, and just try to guess this week's character. You can only take part if you're in Discord, so you have to send me a DM on Discord with your guess. That's how it happens, or that's how it works. People are trying to guess clue number one. No one guessed clue number one correctly. Yes, yes. Okay, so I think people want clue number one. So clue number one this week is a male character. Everyone was saying female. No, it's a male character. If you think you know who this, let me just give you a little hint here. Think outside the box. I know I say this often, but this week, think outside the box. Don't go for characters that I've used in the past. You have a tendency of doing that. You usually go for characters that have been used before. There is no rule against me using a character that has been used before, but that's not the case this week. So I'm giving you a little hint here. Don't go for the usual suspects. Think hard and try to guess who this week's male character is. In the meantime, I'm gonna play music. And so let's go with a tune. I love this one. I love this one. So let's play a track by Jun Senoi. This is That's the Way I Like It for Metal Harbor from Sonic Adventure 2. You're listening to the Manic Monday Show on Radio Sega. We'll be right back.
Radio Sega. Playing the best Sega music. 24/7.
Monday Show with Casey.
We'll be right back.
Big Machines by Jasper Kidd. This is from The Adventures of Batman and Robin, a Mega Drive version. Also, it's really sad that we had to say goodbye to Adam West this weekend. Weekend? Past week? Can't remember. Maybe Friday? Saturday? Can't remember. But yeah, it's a recent thing, and it's really sad. I remember growing up with his Batman playing on TV every week, and it's yeah, great memories there. Great guy. Anyway, yeah, sad times, but you know, life goes on, at least for us. So before that, we had Marble Zone from Sonic 1 by Masato Nakamura, and the first track was That's the Way I Like It from Metal Harbor from Sonic Adventure 2. Indeed. Yeah, so people have been having some difficulty in you know, in coming up with new characters. Most people have been sending me guesses for characters that have been used in the past. Nothing wrong with that. Besides everything. yeah. So, yeah. Nothing wrong with that, apart from being completely wrong. So, try to think of a character that hasn't been used yet. I know it's hard because we've been doing this for 2 years now, and every week we have something different, so it's really hard to keep track. I find it hard to keep track myself, but that's why I have a list, so I can check that list from time to time when I have a question. But I know it's hard for you guys listening in to keep track of all the Say My Name characters. Don't worry, it's ending soon, so that's something you don't need to worry about anymore. Yeah. So, clue number one. Forgot about the word. Male characters. That's the clue. If you're still trying to figure it out, send me a DM on Discord with your guess for a chance to get 20 points. So precious, precious 20 points. Yes. Oh yeah, so it's E3 week this week. I have to say I haven't seen anything that has really, you know, blown my mind. I'm waiting for Sony's conference and for Nintendo's as well. Not that I expect too much from them, but I think those are the ones that have the best bet at you know, it's surprising me and making me excited for new games, because nothing that I've seen so far from Xbox or I'm not expecting much from Ubisoft other than the usual stuff as well. So nothing that has been shown so far has you know, caught my eye that much. So yeah. Now there's an Xbox One X. XXX. Yeah. Doomgirl says you're a Sony fanboy, Casey. Not really. I'm not a Sony or a Nintendo fanboy, but these are the companies that have been, you know, making me more excited about games in the past few years. I had an Xbox 360 that I didn't play as much as I thought I would. And Xbox One just doesn't really appeal to me. It's all guns, shooting, kill, and stuff. So yeah, I'm a Sega fanboy, and I think the games that are, you know, more akin to what Sega did in the past and has been doing now are the games on Sony and Nintendo consoles. So, you know, gotta be fair. So yeah, that's why I'm more excited about Sony and Nintendo this E3. But you know, but to each their own. So if you're excited about something else, and in the unlikely event that you really really enjoyed Xbox conference, let me know at Radio Sega, or let me know on Discord. We have a chat right there. So radiose.ga/discord to chat with other people who are now commenting on you know, E3 and Xbox, Sony, Nintendo, Sega, and all that. So yeah, that being said, I think it's time we move on and we play some more musics. Yes, but now it's time to enter a brand new segment of this show called
Third Party Tracks of the Week.
Hey! Indeed, so time for Third Party Tracks of the Week. And this week we have stuff that we haven't played, you know, from games we haven't played or covered yet. Apart from one, there's one in there that we actually have covered before, but I thought, why not? Let's get into this one again. So that's what I'm gonna do. So yeah, enjoy. We have some Toy Story. That's the one that we have covered before. We have some, what else do we have? We have some Snatcher. We have some Cutie Suzuki, No Ringside Angel, and more. So enjoy, starting with the Mega City version of Snatcher. This is One Night in Neo Kobe City. Enjoy the Kojima!
Sega.
Thank you.
The Manic Monday Show with Casey. Only on Radio Sega.
From Darius 2, which was known for some reason as Sagaya in the West, but it's actually Darius 2. So that was the track we just played as a third party track of the week. Before that, we had Level 12, the Claw from the Mega Drive version of Toy Story. And the first one was One Night in Neo Kobe City from Snatcher, the Mega CD version. That's it. So we had the Konami Kuheika Club, Andy Blythe and Martin Jostra, or something, and Hisayoshi Ogura with that last one. These are the composers. Credit to the musicians. That's our new policy here on Radio Sega. Or maybe not. Or maybe I'm just testing stuff. Yeah, I've actually, as I do when I'm on holiday, I had a lot of crazy ideas this past week. So, who knows what will happen. Maybe nothing will happen, as with most of my crazy ideas. So, yeah. Who knows? But maybe this is something we can implement for our mainstream. We're just trying to squeeze in more info for the tracks that we play on Radio Sega, including the composer. Indeed. Let's see what happens. Anyway, so it's almost time for Ubisoft's conference. 14 minutes, roughly. So let's just move on. It's so exciting to see some more stabbing and Egyptian stuff and yay and jumping and Breath of the Wild mechanics on other games. Yay! It's amazing. I'm so excited. I'm also such a liar. But yeah, I'm not a liar when it comes to this.
Say my name, say my name, say my name, say my name.
Just a really, really, really damn bastard. So it's time for clue number two for all you sucky players out there that, you know, weren't able to get this easy character just from the first coup, which was so helpful. Male character. How many male characters are there anyway? You know, I think you guys really, really do suck. I would have gotten 40 points if I was playing this, yeah. Anyway, clue number one was male character, no one got it. Oh, clue number two will probably help a bit more. Is an orphan. Male character who is an orphan. Think you know who this character is? Send me a DM on Discord with your guess. Obviously, I can't make life easier for you. This is the last season of Say My Name, so this could not be the easiest one. This had to be the hardest season ever. So if you want to win that to be announced special prize I'm giving away after 8 weeks, you have to think carefully. Don't send me characters that have been used in the past, please. Send your guess via DM on Discord for 15 points. That's what you're playing for now. 15 points. And while you do that, I'm going to play more third-party music. Let's start with yet another Mega Drive game. I think we have nothing but Mega Drive games from now on. Yep, indeed. So, next one is a track from Star Cruiser called Star Cruiser. What a surprise. Enjoy. We'll be right back.
Radio Sega.
Mondays suck. That's why we will build a wall between you and the Monday blues. We know music. We have the best music. And we'll play it for you every week on Radio Sega. It's gonna be huge. The Manic Monday Show. Time to make Mondays great again.
Chapters 1 to 3 from Bubsy. Actually, full title, Bubsy, In Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Oh, so funny. Not really. By Matt Berardo and Rudy Helm. Yay. So, yay, Bubsy. Bubsy's back. Woohoo. Woo. Said no one. I think it's nice to have Bubsy back. I haven't played the first one, but I remember playing the second one, which was not as good, I think. Even if the first one was not great either, but I think it was better than the second one. But I didn't dislike the second one. I think Bubsy 2 was quite nice, actually. Different kind of platformer, I think. Yeah. So, yeah, so let's see what happens. Let's see what they can come up with. yeah. Viper read my mind there regarding Rexy's message. Yeah. Anyway, let's not get into that. Join us on Discord if you want to get in on the action. RadioSE.ga/Discord. But yeah. Jamie says, who puts fall damage in a 2D platformer? I don't see the problem with that personally, but yeah. but I believe you could actually work your way around it. I think you could glide or something. Can't really. I haven't played the game in a long time, but I think you could actually glide or do something in order not to die from falling. I can't remember, but yeah, you should check it out if you have a Mega Drive and if you can find the cartridge, or if you're a really, really, you know, bad person, evil person, and you can emulate. Ooh, don't do that. We don't approve. Or maybe we do. Yeah, but maybe you can do that if you want. Anyway, so those were the tracks we just played. Third-party tracks of the week. We had some Bubsy. We had some... let me find the correct title for this one. So, Cutie Suzuki no Ringside Angel. Yeah. This was the title screen, and we also played Star Cruiser from Star Cruiser. Yes, what an awesome title for a track from a game called Star Cruiser. Yeah, original. Anyway, that's what we just did and what we just played. And yeah, let's keep going with something else. I'm looking at my Twitter feed trying to figure out if Ubisoft's a conference has started. I think so. Apparently, they opened with Mario and Rabbids Kingdom Battle. Yay! Woohoo! And they're really excited, apparently. Okay, so let's keep going with the show. and it's time for something else. It's time for this, for the bomb moment of the week.
Radio Sega's request chart.
Indeed. It's time for Radio Sega's request chart on Radio Sega's The Manic Monday show. This week we have some new stuff, so let's get on with it. You guys have been requesting on RadioSega.net, clicking the playlist and requests button as you do, and this is what you guys requested more often last week. Starting with number 3. Don't want to spoil it, but I will. It's Japan! Enjoy!
Number 3.
Oh, の瞳が素敵なことを探してるのさ。胸の花びら震わせる色は移ろいやすくても、人は愛の夢も見ずにいられない。誰も出会いは臆せなの胸騒ぎ、まばゆいくらいにエキゾチック、命のときめき、エキゾチック、エキゾチック、ジャパン、ジャパン。散らすよ恋人たちを乗せた青い飛行船、抱きしめて男を女をハーフを、生きてるだけじゃ寂しいよ、一人密かに募らせた重い涙になる夕暮れ、海が色をそっと変えて溢れ出す、今日も出会いは臆せなの胸騒ぎ、まばゆいくらいにエキゾチックジャパン、命のときめきエキゾチック、エキゾチック、ジャパン、ジャパン。
Number two. still to come.
Check this out.
The People's Choice segment. To vote for the three tracks you'd like to hear on the show, go to radiose.ga/Manic Monday Choice.
Do it!
Number one.
This week, Tower of Puppet from Dynamite, Heady. Well done. And I was looking at the I'm actually still looking at the Ubisoft E3 conference, and Rabbids plus Mario, or Mario plus Rabbids, I don't know the correct order there, but it looks pretty good. Not really sure it's the kind of game I would like to play, but maybe it looks really good, actually. So who knows, maybe this will be the best game to be unveiled at E3 this year. Okay, yeah, so let's take a look at the request chart for the week. So we had at number 3 this week Yakuza 0 with something Japan. Then we had number 2, The Place of Death Japan version from Phantasy Star 2. And number 1, Tower of Puppet from Dynamite Heady. Don't forget, you can request your tracks or your favorite tracks by going to RadioSega.net and click the playlist and requests button. Or you can just go to RadioSE.ga/playlist. If you didn't know about that short link, it's our fault, because we always forget to share radiose.ga/playlist. Yeah. And also, as Tweety is mentioning, the Mario Rabbids creative director teared up after getting a positive response, so you can't hate this game. Yeah. So, actually, Ubisoft's president acknowledged him. No, I think Miyamoto did, so because Miyamoto was at this, on stage with Ubisoft's president. Can't really remember the guy's name, but they acknowledged the director who was sitting on watching the conference, and he, you know, sort of teared up there, so he was really excited. So yeah, aww, go buy Mario and Rabbids just for the creative director. Anyway, yeah, so don't forget to request your favorite tracks. This is the Manic Monday Show on Radio Sega, and so there's no time for Ubisoft and Nintendo and stuff. So let's keep going and let's play this again.
Say my name, say my name, say my name, say my name.
Indeed. it's time for Say My Name while Ubisoft is playing the trailer for the game. So they showed some gameplay, and now they're playing the trailer. Wait, is that how you do it? Shouldn't you just play a trailer? No, Xbox, you can do both, yes. Anyway, never mind that. Let's keep going. Say My Name. And so, it's time for clue number 3. No one got it yet, so people still sucking very, very much. And time for clue number 3. So I think this will help, as per usual. So the 10-point mark is usually, you know, we have usually a helpful hint, but let's see. So number 1 was male character. Number 2 is an orphan. Number 3 has fallen in love with an android. Has fallen in love with not an iPhone or iOS device, but an android. If you think you know who this character, who is a male, an orphan, and has fallen in love with an android, is, send me a DM on Discord with your guess. You're now playing for 10 points, and let's see what happens. Because I'm not seeing many people getting this right this week. Why? I'm not sure. Maybe because you all suck. While I'm saying this, they're still playing the quite long trailer of Mario and Rabbids. So let's keep going and play more music. This is also the final block of music before we have the People's Choice segment. So if you haven't voted yet, I haven't mentioned this at all this week. So this week we have a People's Choice poll dedicated to International X Throwing Day. So yes, tomorrow is International X Throwing Day. So you can throw all your axes at people. Don't be afraid to murder people, because that's how you do things in International X Throwing Day. So to celebrate that, we have a whole segment dedicated to Golden Axe music. So we have music from Golden Axe C64, Golden Axe Mega Drive, Golden Axe 2, Golden Axe 3, Golden Axe Warrior, and Golden Axe The Revenge of Death Adder. Choose 3 tracks out of those 6, and the most voted, the top 3, will be played after this block of music. You can go to radiose.ga/ManicMondayChoice to vote. Doan2300 says, can I throw an Xbox? Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You know, especially if you throw an Xbox One X, because that's a lot of X's. And yeah, and that's what we do in International, or on International X Throwing Day. I'm gonna shut up now and play some more music. So this is a remix of World of Illusion. This is by Hyde209, and it's Magician's Hallway. Enjoy.
be this good takes ages. To be this good takes Sega. Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7. Till next Sunday. This is the Manic Monday Show with Casey.
And I just saw The Crew 2. The Crew 2? Yeah, The Crew 2. It's a new game by Ubisoft. Yeah, for people that liked the first one, whoever they were. Yeah, so that was an amazing block of music there. We had General Offensive for Skydeck from Sonic Adventure, Egypt from Quackshot, and Magician's Hallway. Remix by Hyde209 from World of Illusion. You're listening to the Manic Monday Show on Radio Sega. And I have to say, I think there's you know, a lot of silence on Discord right now because people are trying to find who the hell is this character. So they're like, please, Google gods, help me. Who the hell is this person that is a male character, an orphan, and fell in love with an Android phone or a tablet? Or even console. There are a few of those as well. Yeah, so let's see what happens, people. You have until the end of this next segment to send me your answer for a chance of getting 10 points. If not, I'm gonna share clue number 4. And you know, clue number 4 is usually really, really helpful. So you will only get 5 points. Anyway. Yeah, I'm just giving you a few more seconds to vote for the People's Choice poll there, if you so desire. Because we actually have a tie, but I think I'm gonna have Mr. Random.org, you know, break the tie somehow. Yep. Interestingly enough, your choices were interesting. You know, I wasn't expecting these tracks to be the most voted, actually. So yeah, kudos. Well done, you guys. Well done. Okay, so that's it. So no more time. So I'm gonna close the poll. And I'm gonna have Mr. .org breaking the tie. Quite a few of you actually voted for this week's People's Choice poll, but you know, let's see what happens here. Let's okay, and so the tie is broken. Quite surprising, I have to say, the results for this week. I thought a lot more of you would vote for this thing here. Yeah. Anyway, let's queue up the track. So, the people have spoken. The people have voted, and it's time for this.
People's Choice.
Celebrating International Axe Throwing Day. International Axe Throwing Day. With the music of Golden Axe, of the Golden Axe series, these were the tracks you voted for. One of them, in no particular order, was from Golden Axe, The Revenge of Death Adder. This is Hope for Tomorrow. Enjoy. We'll be right back.
want to listen to this show again?
Download the podcast that will be available shortly on RadioSega.net and the iTunes Store, or stream it on Stitcher. Listening to the Manic
Monday
Show with Casey.
dude from Singapore talking about a pirates game. Yeah, Ubisoft. It actually looks quite good. On to more important matters. This was The Vast Field from Golden Axe 3. Before that, we had Battlefield from the first Golden Axe, the Mega Drive version. And the first track we played was Hope for Tomorrow from Golden Axe, The Revenge of Death Adder. So those were the tracks that you guys voted for. One of them we had to, you know, ask Mr. Random.org. I'm not going to tell you which one it was, but I was surprised not to see the C64 version of Wilderness in here. Wasn't even in the most voted. Yeah. So, such a shame, such a shame. Take that, Juro and Tell. Take that. That's for not coming on the Sega Lounge and not replying to my emails for some reason after we had some nice chats on the phone as well. Yeah. I'm not sure what happened there. I think someone tipped him off. Don't go on the Sega Lounge. The guy's crazy. He's gonna, you know, come up with a stupid challenge for you to complete, and that's not good. That's probably what happened. Yeah. Anyway. Jamie says, Gissy, just make note that I hate everyone for this week's people choice. We all hate you too, as yeah, Jamie, so that's great. That's awesome. Okay, so let's keep going. Let's keep going, and I'm just looking at some pirates blowing up other ships for some reason. That's what Ubisoft's showing at E3 right now. So guns, killing, death, maim. That's what happens at E3 every year. So yeah, but this does look gorgeous. But are graphics really that important? They are for some people. Yeah, I bet this is. Actual gameplay footage recorded in 4K or 5K or 8K. I don't know. Yeah. Let's see. So, I think you're all craving another clue, so let's do it.
Say my name, say my name, say my name, say my name.
Whoops. Sorry about that. Just hit my mic there. Die! 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 Quality radio. Anyway, I just thought of something. I actually have Juro and Tell's phone number, so maybe I can, you know, just spam him, just call him, you know, maybe in the middle of the night.
Juro, why did you do that?
And Viper just misquoted me for some reason. I actually managed to beat my mic. That's what Viper said that I just did. Yeah, I just did because I was reading what Viper said. But I like how people quote me or misquote me. Not just me, but other DJs, other Radio Sega DJs. I like that. It's good, it's good. It's what making radio is all about. So let me just send another last minute nope. Well, say my name. Clue number four. Clue number one was male character. Clue number two was is an orphan. Clue number three was has fallen in love with an android. And I really, you know, surprised people didn't get it from this clue. So, clue number four is the main character of Panzer Dragoon Saga. Is the main character of Panzer Dragoon Saga. If you think you know, well, you know who this is. I've told you just now. He's the main character of the game, so just Google that and send me your answer via DM on Discord for 5 points. That's what you should do. Anyway. Yeah. It's time for this again.
Chill Tracks of the Week.
Yes. Maybe I'll use this bad music and...
Drowen, it's me. It's me. It's Casey from Radio Sega. I know where you live.
Maybe I won't do that. I think I'm going to give Jamie his phone number. And maybe I'll let Jamie do this talking. Yeah, so this week's chill tracks, moving on, are very, very nice. We have some Shenmue 3, because I still haven't given up hope that we get Shenmue 1 and 2 HD this E3. Although my hope is really, really, nope, just a little bit of hope. But who knows, maybe at the Sony conference, who knows. So we have a Shenmue 3 track there. Then we have some Phantasy Star online, actually. And then we have some 7th Dragon 3. So let's start with a track that Ryuji Yoshi composed for a fan that unfortunately passed away recently. So this is Winter Sunset from Shenmue 3. Enjoy the chill.
Radio Sega.
Thank you.
Monday Show with Casey.
Full. Not the music, but everyone's guesses. Most of you guys' guesses. So this is not disgraceful. This is interwoven work by Yuzo Koshiro from the Seventh Dragon 3 Code VFT soundtrack. Before that, we had Kimi no Ryatsuta with the piano rendition of Can Still See the Light from Phantasy Star Online. This was from the Sega Piano Nocturne album, which is quite nice, and it's available to request on Radio Sega. And the first track was Winter Sunset from Shenmue 3 by Ryuji Yoshi. Yeah, dedicated to a fan of the show, of the game, of the series that passed away recently. Okay, so those were the chill tracks of the week, and and it's time to talk about Say My Name. So let's do this.
Say my name, say my name, say my name, say my name.
Yep. So let me, I actually need to edit the leaderboards, but that won't take me too long because I don't have many people who actually got this. So I'm here. I'm gonna ask you guys something. So I need your help with this. So there's this guy called Veritex that sent me a message, which I thought was his final guess. And that message was not the correct guess. And then I said, nope. And he said, no, that wasn't my guess. My guess is this, which is actually the correct guess. So do I actually trust him and give him the 5 points? Or do I assume he's lying and don't give him any points and actually take 10 points away from his current score? You decide. Okay, so let me just while you decide and think of the worst punishment possible for this guy called Veritex, I'm gonna edit the leaderboards here. Where's the other guy? So here we go. So this person here also gets and this person here. Okay. So I'm gonna give him the 5 points. Let's see what happens here. So don't trust Veritex. 0 points, says Ai. Don't trust him, says Jamie. Viper says 10 points. Take the points away. Okay. II says minus 15 points. Viper says add Veritex to Jamie's tree. So now we have Jamie, Jerointel, Rexy, Sonic06, and Veritex sitting on a tree. I think the tree is gonna break. It's too much weight. Anyway, yes, I'm gonna give Veritex 5 points. Cause you know, let's be honest, it's not like he's gonna win it, right? So it's not like he has any chance of winning this. He doesn't have the required Sega education to win this. So you know, what's 5 points? Okay, so let me just recap the clues. Number one this week was male character. Number two is an orphan. Number three has fallen in love with an android. Number four is the main character of Panzer Dragoon Saga. And the answer was obviously Edge, the guy from U2, as someone as someone put it while guessing. Yes, the guy from U2, or the Microsoft's browser, yeah, or what you say and think when you see Shadow the Hedgehog as well. So many possibilities. The possibilities are never ending. I see it now. Yeah, so let's see what happened. With 5 points, with only 5 points, so no one got 10, 15 or 20 points obviously, so 5 points for Rexy, Sarah Rose 96, Doom Girl, II 1980, and I'm feeling, you know, generous today, so 5 points for Veritex as well. The rest of you, what's the matter with you guys? I gave you the answer, you know, at least 5 points. That would have been, you know, at least, you know, I thought it would have been easier, but no, it wasn't. So, let's see what happened. No, let's see what the current leaderboards are looking like. Skyblaze with 5 points. 15 points for Lucas and Sarah Rose 96. And then 30 points for II 1980. 40 points for Tweenie. 50 points for Jamie Veritex and Opus Science, 55 points for Doomgirl, and 70 points for Rexy. So, current leader Rexy with 70 points, second place Doomgirl with 55, and third place we have Opus Science, Jamie, and Veritex with 50 points each. 2 weeks away from the grand finale of Say My Name, of the final edition of Say My Name. That's it. So it's done. Thank you for playing. Jamie says Tim doesn't deserve the points. His guess was wrong, then right. Doomgirl says I agree with Jamie again. yes. So let's see what happens. Let's see what happens next week. Veritex is trying to bribe me by sending me money to give me more points. No, don't do that. Bad Veritex. No, he's not. I'm just playing. Okay, so that being said, it's time to end the show. It's been fun. Ubisoft is still going with some like monkey guy and some pig guy with a gold statue of sorts. Not really sure what's happening here. There's a golden statue that's turning into something else. Next year, I'm gonna, you know, just drop whatever I'm doing and just comment, live comment on the conference for you guys. It should be stupid. Yeah. Veritex says, dude, I never said that. Okay, the Manic Monday Show is done. We have one more track to play, actually in celebration of International Axe Throwing Day tomorrow. Don't forget to, you know, go buy an axe and throw it at something. No, don't do that. Don't scare people like that. We have other live shows playing on or airing on Radio Sega this week. RadioSE.ga/shows. RadioSE.ga/shows. Next one being a pre-recorded edition of The Opinion Zone by the Sonic Show crew. So tomorrow, 10 p.m. Western Europe time. That's the next show airing on Radio Sega. And I'll be back this week, or this Thursday, with the Sega Lounge. Or will I? Not sure yet, but I think I will, with yet another roundtable episode. So not only am I going to have some guests on the show to comment on this week's E3, but you guys can also, you know, join us on the show this week, because we'll be doing this live, the Sega Lounge, airing live on Thursday, 8 p.m. Western Europe time. The Manic Monday Show returns next week with yet another regular show. We're 2 weeks away, I think, from the C64 or SID chip edition of the Manic Monday Show, and I still need to prepare for that. That being said, thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Manic Monday Show, the Ubisoft at E3 edition of Season 2 of this show. I'll be back next week, and I'll leave you with an amazing track by BB Queens. This is a cover of Golden Axe 2 Ravaged Village. This is I Fight Fire with Fire. It's been fun. Enjoy yourselves. Have a great week. I'll be back on Thursday. Bye-bye.
Oh, I've got a fire burning deep in my soul.
Enjoyed the show? Check out the full Radio Sega live schedule at radiose.ga/shows. Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.